Yeah, we're up and running here. We have a blue light, that's positive. For the benefit of our web listeners, we have just listened to a recording by Anne Murray, the song, You Needed Me. A word of prayer. Lord, our prayer, the same as each week, is simply that for everyone that listens, there will be something in what we say, in the passages we look at, that will speak directly to them. We do not know how that will actually work. Lord, you have given me the outline, and I follow what it is you have given me. But Lord, you can speak to anyone at any stage and at any time in a whole variety of ways. And our prayer is you'll speak to us and to those who listen at a later time. May they be refreshed by these words for the honor and for the glory of Jesus. Amen. I don't use quotations too often, but here's one. It says, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. What is called resignation is often confirmed desperation. Quote by Henry David Thoreau. That what you see on the outside and what's happening on the inside is very different. Many people find life much, much tougher. And as I said before, many young people are finding it harder at the ages of secondary school and upwards because the world is getting tougher and it's getting harder to live in it. Anyway, that's the quotation. So I was asking the Lord, as I was telling the people here in New Life, that I was out in Portmanteau Beach praying about this thing of loneliness, because this keeps coming up over and over again. And in my simplicity and lack of understanding, I was saying, I've spoken on it four times, there's no need to do any more. The more I go on, the more I talk to people, the more I realize this is a huge epidemic. But part of the answer that the Lord gave me that morning for that was this song, which is quite amazing, isn't it? Why didn't you just give me a passage of scripture? Because, you know, I'm knowledgeable enough at scripture. You know, I know at least my way around it. So he could easily just give me one verse that he'd speak directly. Instead, he gave me this song. It's quite amazing. And he reminded me then of this thing that we're looking at, inner loneliness, and how he can actually help us with some of it at least. And so inner loneliness, as we said the last time, is simply, it's a loneliness beyond being lonely. Everyone experiences loneliness at times, you know. But inner loneliness is a way, way beyond that. It's a place where you feel isolated. It's a place where you feel utterly alone, even in a crowd. And very difficult, near impossible to numb it. And it's a paralyzing pain. And the regular stuff, hobbies and pleasures don't lift it. One of the things that I learned and I needed to learn was from a bunch of young people. 12-year-olds down in Avoca many, many years ago, I did a camp. They were stuck. Anytime they rang me to speak at the camp, it meant was they had tried everybody else and nobody was available. So I was the last stop, you know, as Mickey Walker would say, almost the bottom of the bar. And we were speaking down there to young people. And what amazed me about it was the level of pain in their lives at roughly around the age of 12. I couldn't have believed it. But as they were telling stories, the amount of pain and loss and people dying of cancer, drug overdoses, major financial losses in the families, you know, it ranged all over. I just was shocked with how much was going on and how much had hit him at a young age. Nothing like that have happened to me. I swam through life and went into my 20s. There was no bother. These had not even hit 12. And they were already meeting stuff that I didn't meet. Some people haven't even met it yet. Quite amazing. Anyway, I say that. So it's easing the pain of inner loneliness. There's a few verses. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit." And that's internal stuff, something that people feel inside. So there seems to be some help there. Another psalm says this way, "He heals up the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." So what's happening on the inside with people seems to matter a great deal to God. And what he's saying is that he's able to do it. The problem that people have is accessing it. Does that make sense? Makes no sense. You put it up in the poster anywhere, people wouldn't hardly believe it. Moving on. So getting to the heart of the matter. If you were asked, people ask, well, what did Jesus come to do? And part of what he said is in Isaiah 61, verse 1. This is our scripture, really. "Spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom from the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." Pretty much a quotation from what Jesus said when they got to the synagogue and he announced his thing. That was his text. He did modify it slightly. So the question is, what has the song "You Needed Me," Isaiah 61 verse 1, and "Inner Loneliness" got to do? How do all those three things tie together? Because I asked the question, you know, Lord, how do I help people who are really struggling with loneliness and they're not directly coming in here? What do I do with that? So "You Needed Me" was the answer. That was a great help. I said, Lord, I need scripture, Isaiah 61. So how does "You Needed Me," Isaiah 61, and "Inner Loneliness" help to answer that question? Have you got the answer for me? It's not as straightforward, is it? It seems much more complex. So anyway, we'll move on. I'll tell you how it got me. That this inner loneliness is getting to the heart of the matter. What Jesus is after in people's lives is their hearts. In the very good sense, people's hearts matter to Jesus more than anything else. In the sense of what's going on inside and what's really important to them. What causes them joy, but what causes them pain as well. So when Jesus was coming, he was coming to help man with his heart and heart issues. And beyond that as well, of course. So getting to the heart of the matter. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news. So as far as God was concerned, as far as Jesus was concerned, what he was coming to bring was good news. Most people don't believe that. That is not how they would view Jesus. We understand that. We don't say it negatively, but that's where people are at. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That's, in other words, healing hearts. And then he had to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. The ministry of Jesus was good news, healing hearts, and setting people free. It's not how people relate with Jesus, as not how they even think about it. I think the mistake that people make, and understandably so, is they mistake religion for relationship. I think that's really what the thing goes wrong. Religion often is not good news. It certainly doesn't heal hearts. And the perception is it doesn't set people free. Isn't it amazing how something that's given is so positive? And we've managed to turn it around and make it say the reverse of what has been said. Anyway, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted is one of the main themes of Jesus. But how does that tie into the song? Because it's the song that he gave me. The scripture I only put afterwards, the song he gave me. Lord, what do we do with this loneliness? Or whatever it is that people struggle with. For some it's anxiety. For some it's fear. For others it is loneliness. But what is it? How do we help in a way that's actually meaningful? So the song came on and I said, I literally froze it in the car. It's like as if I was hearing it for the very first time. I was like as if I was inside the recording studio and the lads were just playing it back and said, what do you think of this? Will this be a hit? It was like that. I have never had that experience before. No, music touches me all the time, but this is very, very different. So it says this anyway. It says, I cried a tear and you wiped it dry. In a word, it's talking about compassion. I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. It goes on to say, I was confused, you cleared my mind. In a word, clarity. We're only two lines in. And already we've got compassion and we've got clarity. I sold my soul and you brought it back, and you bought it back for me. A theme that the Bible calls over and over again, it calls redemption. It literally means is you're buying people back, literally from the grip of evil. Three lines in. And then, and held me up and gave me dignity. And then it goes on to say, just dignity. So we have compassion, clarity, redeem, and dignity. Four lines in. And then the theme of the song, somehow you needed me. That threw me. Theologically, it's in the wrong place. All right? And there I was. So the reason why I labor this is sometimes when the Lord gives you something, there's what we call it a curveball. Most of it fits and one part doesn't. I said, Lord, that's not right. Does that make sense? Of course I got no answer. So I moved on anyway. I got the answer eventually. Anyway, move on. The next thing says, goes on then, you gave me strength to stand alone. You know what that is? It is strength to be yourself. It's very hard to be yourself. It is very hard. Because we all want to fit in, even at our age. And they're going to say, to face the world on my own again. So you gave me strength to stand alone, to face the world on my own again. And that's courage. What do you do when you make a mess out of it? And you have to start all over again as you go back with egg in your face. You need courage. And we've all needed it. Goes on to say this then. You put me high on a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. In a word, hope. How many of you would have taught us that much in that song? You needed me, and there's the curveball again. So far, so good. It's just that you needed me is the problem. All right, we'll move on. I can't believe it's you. I can't believe it's true. Amazement, in a word. I needed you and you were there. Reliable. So I will never leave. Why should I leave? I'd be a fool because I found someone who really cares. Dependable. Now, this is Jesus' answer to me. I have walked the beach. I have brought many things before him. And I've asked him for wisdom. And this is his answer to me. No, many people would find it hard that Jesus would answer through a song that has the line, you needed me. But that's what I got. Move on. You held my hand when it was cold, thoughtful. When I was lost, you took me home, compassionate. You gave me hope when I was at the end, and turn my lies back into truth again. You even called me friend. Faithful. Thoughtful, compassionate, faithful. Are you getting the links as you move along? You needed me, true or false. So I had to go back and think about it and process all this. Does that make sense? So, this is Jesus speaking to me through the lines of a song. So I did a test. I cried a tear, you wiped it dry, true or false? True. I was confused, you cleared my mind. True or false? True. And for many of us, this is true. I sold my soul, you brought it, or you bought it back for me. Ultimately true. You held me up and gave me dignity. Absolutely true. You gave me strength to stand alone. And that is true. Many times. To face the world out on my own again. Ultimately true. Maybe not for you, but certainly for me. You put me high on a pedestal. Well, Nahum, maybe. so high that I could almost see eternity. True in the sense of hope beyond the present. Then, because moves on. I can't believe it's you. I can't believe it's true. And often I've seen that. And the Lord has done things and answered prayers in the most remarkable ways. So, gosh, that's amazing. It's hard to believe it's true. You know what I mean? It's not doubt. It's just that it is. Then it says, I needed you and you were there. Ultimately, God has proven to be reliable and dependable, certainly with me. So I'll never leave. Why should I leave? I'd be a fool for I found somebody who really cares. I can say that of my relationship with Jesus. So what he was actually getting me to do was to look back and review all those years. You held my hand when it was cold. In other words, that's another way of saying you were there for me. When I was lost, you took me home. True? You gave me hope when I was at the end. Very true. And turned my lies back into truth again. Everything from self-deception to deception to making the thing walk around. You even called me friend. I don't know any verse in the Bible that can say all of that. In that way, but all those truths that I've just said that are true are verses in the scriptures. They're all part of the theme of scripture. He just gave it to me a different way so that I could actually remember it. I could put verses to most of those. You needed me, and the answer is yes. So the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom from the captives, release from darkness for the prisoners. Christianity, that is good news. I have received that. It certainly is. In relating to Jesus in this way, it certainly is good news. Christianity, that heals hearts. Yes, it doesn't mean to say we have perfect healing. We live in a very fallen and a very broken world. But he has. And Christianity that sets people free. I've seen it. So in actual fact, it does work if you're able to relate with him on a one-to-one. Because that is what I came to do. Good news, heal hearts and set people free. I'm almost finished. So we put all that together, and we're looking at, you know, people struggling with loneliness, isolation, fear, anxiety, and all that. Maybe this is not where you're at. But this is what I learned. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and nobody else can share its joy. Excel Dewar was at Taylor Swift. You know, we'll hear her confession afterwards for a very modest price. Thousands of people were at that concert. If you want to interview them all, they all enjoyed it, right? But they all experienced the concert in different ways. No two people can experience the same joy the same way. Does that make sense? Because that's how it works. No more than we can, each person knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. There's something about us. We can share things together, but what's really deep inside is ours. So, in part of the answer to this inner loneliness, this is what the Lord was trying to show me, was this. Nobody is exempt from it. None of us are exempt from sorrow, or sadness, or even bitterness at times. We all have to learn to carry it and fight it at the same time. Now, the young people have learned this already. One of the worst, one of the hardest things to do is having to do your homework and study. So it's part of it is that you want to go out and do other things, and the other part is you know it's important. So you're having that battle all the time. But people have that battle with loneliness, with anxiety. They have to learn to carry it and fight it at the same time. If you don't fight it, it will destroy you. So you have to carry it and fight it. You have to be able to do both at the same time. Next thing I learned was simply this. Each person's journey is unique to them. You can walk, you can go to Portmore tomorrow morning and walk that beach and do exactly what I did. And you're not going to get the song that I got. You don't have to go to the beach to do that. I did it that way because that's the way the Lord spoke to me. And the other thing I discovered as well, even though it was a very powerful experience, there is no instant solution in defeating inward stuff. It's a process. Does that make sense? There is no quick fix. Some days you're very happy. Some days you're sad. Some days the thing is easy. Some days it's hard. Some things work sometimes and they don't work another time. We've all experienced that. So, I cried a tear and you wiped it dry. This was Jesus' answer. So, how do we know it's true? I'm almost finished. So, I think I did it this way. I cried a tear and you wiped it dry. Supposing you exclude Jesus and he doesn't answer. I cry a tear. What are you left with? Sadness. I was confused. Take Jesus out of the picture. And clarity goes. See, this is what he was saying to me. I sold my soul and you bought it back from me. Sold my soul, exclude Jesus. You're still enslaved to whatever it is you sold it to. And held me up and gave me dignity. That's out of the picture. You're left with sadness, confusion, and a form of enslavement. Without him. You give me strength to stand alone. Welcome back to this. To face the world out on our own again. You put me high on a pedestal so high I could see. I could almost see eternity. But that's what Jesus said to me. Exclude me, Pat, and what have you got? Don't have any of those things. Don't have them. It's part of what he comes with him. Is part of what he gives. I can't believe it's you. I can't believe it's true. I needed you and you were there. So I'll never leave you. Why should I leave? I'd be a fool because I found somebody who really cares. Well, come back here a minute. You held my hand when it was cold. When I was lost, you took me home. You gave me hope. When I was at the end and turned my lives back into truth again, you even called me friend. Exclude Jesus. What have you got? That's what he was saying to me. Exclude me, Pat. What have you got? There's your answer. Quite amazing, isn't it? It's words of a song. In all of this, what the Lord is saying is, even with him, loneliness and other stuff is part of life, and we'll have to deal with it, right? There's no way around it. And once we realize that, it makes it a bit easier. But one of the things that he did say to me, which I give to you, and I'm almost finished in, simply this is, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. No matter what happens, no matter where the journey goes, no matter how difficult it is, he's saying is, once you're connected with me, whatever happens, I won't leave you, I won't forsake you. But there was still the niggling thing. You needed me, is the song. And any Bible-believing Christian would say it's the wrong way around. So, just to be theologically correct, I brought that matter before the Lord. I said, Lord, the lyrics are wonderful, except for that. And he says, oh, Pat, that is where you're wrong. That is where the title is actually perfect. It's your understanding of the title that is wrong. So you want to see how he corrected me? You, that's me, needed me. As Jesus is saying, you needed me. All the journey, you needed me. One final question. Why that song? Well, I give you the answer. But something else I learned. When the people were putting that song together, had they any idea 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I suppose I still know, that the Lord would take the lyrics of that song and speak to me? I bet they hadn't a clue. I didn't know myself. I was listening to a radio station that's down in Tipperary in the car radio. What are the chances of me putting on that station after coming out of Port Marnock and that song just coming on? If I was 2 minutes later, or putting the dog in, or the Wi-Fi connection didn't connect with the phone, I wouldn't have heard it. But I heard it. Did the person who put that song on the playlist know that morning that that song would speak to me and I heard that would come a sermon? The answer is probably not. But you put all that together, what's the Lord saying? And this is my closing comment. Yes, we need him. But guess what? We also need each other. The people who wrote the song, the musicians who performed the song, the recording engineers who did that, the people who did the marketing and so put the song out there. The people who ran the radio station, the presenter who put on the song. All of those were a contributing factor. Not necessarily known at the time that the Lord would use all of that to speak to me. And part of the problem with inner loneliness is that we desperately need each other. Because it's in the each other we get the answer. God could have given me the answer straight directly to me from Scripture and bypassed everything else. But he didn't. And the point he was trying to make to me is everybody needs people. You desperately need each other, and as you connect with each other, that's part of the answer to this problem of loneliness. We need him, but we also need each other. That's what he gave me. If it's a help to you, it's a help to you. If it's not, I've had nothing else to give you. So, Lord, we do come before you and say, Lord, as I did the test, and Lord, using the lyrics of the song, Lord, I would have to say that I have desperately needed you all those years, and we have seen, and I have had to tick off the boxes in terms of your faithfulness. Lord, the truth of Isaiah 61 about the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach good news, etc., etc. Lord, the reality of that has come through in my life. I realize for many other people, Lord, it hasn't. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help them to connect with you. For those who have begun the journey, that they will keep going. Lord, that they will know the truth, Lord, that you will not leave them, that you will not forsake them. And Lord, that you will give them what they need as they continue to follow the path that you have given. We thank you, Lord, for the lyrics of those songs. Lord, it was a love song. We acknowledge that. Lord, for the original recording of it, for those who were involved in playing the recording. And Lord, for the lady in the radio station who played it. Lord, we underestimate our value to each other. Lord, in the world we live in, which is self-sufficient, and just me, myself, Lord, independence of each other. Lord, we'll tear each other apart, and Lord, part of the solution that you have given for our loneliness, for all the stuff that we have to deal with, is each other. And Lord, if we reject each other, then Lord, the loneliness is going to increase. But Lord, I thank you this morning that you have given us the reminder, you are with us. And you have given people for us, with us and for each other, to help us along this journey, to make it right through to the end. Our prayer, Lord, simply is this. You will be there for us. We can count on that this day. But Lord, may we also be there for each other. And we may not underestimate the impact we can have on people's lives, even unknowns to ourselves at times. And all of God's people said,